It's 4:45. I'm Michael Heplin, FM 89 News. More than 7 years after the death of Arkansas native Johnny Cash, a new collection of rare vintage recordings is being released this week. The collection spans the first 15 years of Cash's career and includes his first ever radio broadcast, which was on a station in East Arkansas.
Home Equipment Company, the place where you can always get a good deal on quality home equipment improvements, rather, presents Johnny Cash and the Tennessee Two.
The year was 1955. The 23-year-old, fresh out of the military, had gotten a weekly show on West Memphis radio station KWEM.
Folks, this is our first time to be coming out your way by way of radio, and we sincerely hope you'll enjoy our program. If you do, we hope you'll write us a card or letter telling us so, and maybe we can do your favorite song for you sometimes. We'd nothing we'd like better if we know it. If we don't know it, we'll try to learn it for you. This program is brought to you by Home Equipment Company, 2529 Summer Avenue, right here in Memphis. We'll tell you more about Home Equipment Company in a minute, but to get things rolling here, we want to do one of our own songs, one called Wide Open Road.
It's believed Cash's first wife, Vivian, recorded the broadcast.
Well, you said you had enough. You said that you were leaving. I said, shove off, honey, baby. I ain't grieving. Pack your bag and pull out this evening. There's a wide open road.
In between each song, Cash would then do live advertisements for Home Equipment Company, which is where he was working, selling Venetian blinds and other products while trying to get his music career going.
You know, folks, even without air conditioning, you can make your home several degrees cooler this summer and for the summers to come with Home Equipment Company's Cool Glow awnings.
The radio broadcast was from the same month that Johnny Cash recorded his first single for Sun Records, Hey Porter. Also included in this new collection are early demos for songs that would become Cash standards. They provide great insight, showing that at this point, he hadn't quite developed his signature style, recording this early version of I Walk the Line in a higher register.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I walk the line.
This collection, which spans 1955 to 1970, then delves into the archives of Sun Records and Columbia Records, providing many never-before-heard songs, including outtakes of some hits. Johnny Cash is considered by many the most influential of musicians to come out of Arkansas, and this new collection will provide further insight into his formative years. It's called From Memphis to Hollywood, Bootleg Volume 2, and was released on Tuesday. For FM 89 News, I'm Michael Heplin.
Well, I taught that weeping willow how to cry, and I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky. And the tears that I shed for my baby are gonna flood you, big river. And I don't care if I sit here and